This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, February 13th. God's word to you today is refill. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, from the Amplified Classic Version, and it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds." Revelation 12:11 says, "And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die." The blood of Jesus is such a mighty power, and you need to see it to operate it. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There are places that your children will go to that your eyes cannot follow them. But guess what? The blood can follow them. You can cover your home, your children, your spouse with the blood of Jesus. You can put them in the blood of Jesus, far away from the little foxes that try to ruin the vine in bloom. The fourth weapon available to us, and mighty in God, is the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is a huge weapon. In fact, it is so big that we really cannot live without him. Every believer should have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Scripture refers to it as the earnest seal. Once you believe in Christ Jesus and give your life to him, the Holy Spirit comes to take residence in you. However, every believer must seek to have the infilling of the Holy Spirit. This is when the Holy Spirit fills your vessel to the overflowing. The first time you have this experience, it is called baptism of the Holy Spirit. But it is not a one-off experience. You should seek to get filled over and over again. If the only time you got filled was when you were baptized in the Holy Spirit, then you need a refill. Acts 1 verse 8 says, "But you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When you make the kingdom of God priority in your business and in your career, the power of the Holy Spirit becomes available to you. When you make the kingdom of God priority in your relationships, it is important to you that your friends are not heading to hell. It is important to you to reach people for God. The power of the Holy Spirit becomes available to you because that is the purpose of the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is not given so that you can execute vengeance on your cousin or so that you can call down fire on people driving badly. I'm sorry, but that is not the purpose of the fire and the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is for the expansion of God's kingdom. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I open my life to you. Fill me afresh till I overflow. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.